The National Football League season is officially underway.
Yeah, wow.
And just so listeners know, many, many years ago, we decided on the morning team show on Mondays that we would take a few minutes at this time to talk about our Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we did so is because we thought to ourselves, because one of these years the Lions will have to. We weren't even talking about winning the Super Bowl. We're talking about appearing in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. One of the only few franchise teams in the National Football League not to even appear. And they thought, you know, and we want to make sure that we are on board at the very beginning of that season, whenever it happens.
Okay. Are you saying we're wasting our time?
Well, we started this many years ago, and here we still continue. It's got to be at least 15 years that I think we've been having the same thought that would just we'd follow. Now, one game does not a season make, we know. Especially when it's under a new regime, and so we'll give the Lions time to get their footings. And besides that, the Lions were playing what some say could be a Super Bowl contending team, the San Francisco 49ers.
One prediction based on yesterday's NFL action.
All right.
The Lions will beat the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Is that a bold prediction? after that Packers debacle?
Yeah, I mean, if you have thoughts about our Lions, and what happened to Green Bay. I think in your sports, Pat, you did find a positive note. I mean, hey, we kept at least we had some fight in us to the end.
That was
pretty impressive. I had to say that.
We showed up for the fourth quarter.
We could have had our tails between our legs at that point and just said, forget it. Let's just mail the rest of this game in. But they didn't.
Yeah. No, they didn't. They didn't. Yeah, too bad that they were. They thought the kickoff time, I guess, was West Coast time.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get started until about 3:30. But yeah, I'll give him credit. The unfortunate part is Jared Goff. He played a good game, and I don't think they even have a shot at even getting back if not for him. He'd probably like that interception return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
That was a pretty bad pass in the triple coverage. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, it's going to have to come down to the offense, I think, this whole year. I know it's just one game. There are 16 more to go, but this defense is a work in progress.
Well, that was a concern going into the season.
And Matt Stafford helped the Lions yesterday. He helped them remain tied for first place in the division.
Yes, he did.
By running all over the Bears.
The Bears, that's right.
That was another nice note in your sports. So the Lions are at least tied for first place.
They are tied for first.
Because everybody lost in the division.
That's right.
That was pretty good.
That's true.
It was.
Just reporting the facts.
It's true.
Trying to look at the bright side. Yeah. But that's the thing. You know what, Lions fans? Think how Packers fans, like Dave said, think about how Packers fans are feeling today after they lost, what was it, 38-3?
30-3 or something like that, yeah.
And then the Bears looked atrocious against Matthew Stafford and the Rams. And then the Vikings losing to the Bungles. So,
yeah.
I mean,
at least the Lions, I mean, lost but showed life, and at least offensively. I mean, I like T.J. Hockenson, always have, and he just seems to continue to prove to be one of the best tight ends. And, mm-hmm. Hey, we had some semblance of a running game.
Yeah, they had that a little bit.
Jamal Williams looking pretty good. And nice to see DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
Especially catching that pass.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I thought that was
cool. A good one, yeah. No, and you know what? They've got these kind of like a no-name receiving core. Yeah, they did pretty well, too.
Yeah. I mean, so there's some positives. I mean, mm-hmm. just the first game, it's tough to judge and not going to on the first. But going into the season, everyone said the defense is going to be the...
Right. I did like Dan Campbell going for it early in the game. I know they didn't get it, but you know what? Hey, I like that he's showing some faith and trying to go for the win.
Well, what, twice in that first
round. Yeah, that's
round,
one. Because
he converted
twice.
The one.
Yep, that's right.
It was a half yard and threw the pass.
Yeah, so that's right. Cool. That's right. That's right.
We have heard nothing, unfortunately, the potential injury for Okuda.
No,
I'm thinking
heard anything.
Achilles you're hearing about, and that could be a season under.
Yeah.
That'd be tough right off the get-go. Well, as I said, this is why we are just figuring that one of these years that we will follow the Lions from start to finish, which is why we take a little time on Mondays, that we'll have a nice celebratory season all the way through to a Super Bowl appearance. One of these seasons.
Yeah.
We'll just say it. That's all. Again, it's only one game. We'll leave it at that.
That they might not be the worst team in football. I will say that. They might not be. That Jacksonville looks atrocious, too. And, the Bears didn't look good. And I think the Packers will play better. I mean, I can't think they can play worse. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, but here's the thing. Next week. I completely forgot. The Lions play Monday Night Football.
How about that?
At Lambeau.
So that could be an early indication of just how we are going to have a season go for us, because the competition is going to be tough. It's always tough with Aaron Rodgers.
That's right. That's right.
We should recognize, as long as we have a moment here, other football. Wolverines looked fantastic on Saturday evening.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about a running game.
I felt like I was watching Bo Schembechler's teams from the 1970s and 80s. running.
And Michigan State running the ball, too?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Against Youngstown State?
Yeah. No, Michigan, and I think you'll hear me talk about it in the sports coming up, but I believe they have cracked the top 25 in the Associated Press.
The early rankings.
I think they're number 25.
And how about our never say die Detroit Tigers?
They give them credit. They keep winning and handed the Rays their first series loss since mid-August, I believe. So about a month.
That's a playoff. Playoff team right now, too.
Best teams in baseball.
Very nice halftime show for the University of Michigan at the Big House.
That's right. We remember.
Yeah, it was well done.
Which, by the way, I will put on our morning team page. There is, as you could imagine, in fact, the Michigan band itself. Mm-hmm. Put a YouTube version of their halftime show.
Yeah, if you catch the long one, it's about 8 or 9 minutes long.
Yeah, so we'll put a link up on that if you want to catch it. And a pretty cool tribute that they did with the lights out and using the...
And the marching, the formations they accomplished. It was well done. And just keeping all the lights patterned straight.
Right.
It'd be a little complicated when they're used to keeping the notes coming out as opposed to dealing with lights as well.
Very well coordinated, very well produced.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things were happening, as always, over a weekend of sports, especially this time of year when you have all the different sports that are kind of all happening at the same time.
Right, that's right, yeah. And the Tigers game was a little earlier than originally scheduled yesterday, right?
Because they moved it up.
It was packed downtown yesterday.
They were trying to have the Tigers fans be able to get out early before the Lions game got out.
Somebody wrote... That's not a problem. The Lions fans were leaving at halftime.
And heading over to Comerica Park.
They saw a better ending.
Yes, they did.